Are you paying a dealership an exorbitant fee to change the oil on your motorcycle? Would you like to save some money? If so, this video is for you. Today, I'm going to show you how to change the motorcycle oil at home on your ride and the tools you're going to need to do it, the process you're going to go through. Now, I'll be demonstrating this with the Harley Davidson, but don't worry. If you have a different brand bike, the principles apply the same. Hi, I'm Mike, and welcome back to the channel where we talk about riding, wrenching, do gear and bike reviews, and talk about Harley-Davidson news. If you dig that content, please consider subscribing to the channel. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video like this. Now let's get into it. Now I'm lucky enough to have a shop. I have a motorcycle table style lift. I also have the Let's Roll dolly and lift system that I normally do oil changes off of. But last week, I did an oil change on this bike right here on this floor. We also did one on Steve's 2024 Lowrider ST right there on the floor in this garage. You don't have to have a garage. You can do it in your parking lot, at your apartment. You can do it on the sidewalk in front of your house. You can do it in your driveway. The reason I wanted to do this video is because one of my members in my audience commented back on one of my oil change videos or maintenance videos that they were paying over $500 for a three-hole oil change. Now that's pretty steep in my area. Mostly I see prices from $250 to $300 at independent shops and $300 to $350 at dealerships. My dealership sometimes advertises specials. I'm not casting shade on anybody paying a dealer to do their service. Some people are not mechanically inclined. They can afford to do it and they just prefer to do it that way. And that is absolutely fine. I paid the dealership to do my 1,000-mile service on my 2024 Street Glide. But some of you have commented that there is not a dealership or an independent shop in your area, and you'd like to learn to do this at home. Some of you have commented you're paying too much for oil changes. So this video is for you. Now, people worry about how to do this on the floor. So we're going to talk about a couple of things you can do that can help you that are very affordable. Steve's bike we did on the floor, but we propped it up with a 2x4, putting this under the kickstand, to make the bike closer to being straight upright. It still leaned a little bit toward the kickstand, but not a lot. If you do something like that, then you just start draining your fluids. When you do the transmission, the drain plug is typically on the high side. So you may have to get on the bike, stand it up straight, lean it slightly opposite the kickstand, hold it there for a couple minutes to let it finish draining. But you can do it with something as simple as a 2x4. Now on this bike, we did something slightly different. I have several bikes in the shop here, and to get them all to fit, I put wheel chocks on 2x2 sheets of plywood, and I roll the bikes into them, and that helps them stand up straight, and that gives me room for at least an additional one or two bikes, because I'm keeping 8 to 10 bikes in this shop most of the time between my bikes, my friends' bikes, and my parents' bikes. This is pretty stable. You can see I'm rocking the bike, but it comes back to center. I have the kickstand down, but it's not leaning on the kickstand. A wheel chock like this and a piece of plywood bolted together is less than $80. You can buy the wheel chock on Amazon, pick up a piece of 2x2 plywood already cut at your local hardware store, and you need a couple of bolts, and that's it. You can also get a scissors lift and put underneath a motorcycle to stabilize it. You just have to be sure that where you're putting the lift doesn't interfere with the drain plugs and draining the fluids. Now, if you have a sport bike or a bike with a lot of body panels and plastic cons, you may not be able to do that. And so this wheel chock system actually works pretty good for those style of motorcycles. But this isn't required. Generally, you can do it off the kickstand. Having a wheel chock or a scissors lift is a bonus. And I would highly recommend you take the money you save doing your own oil changes and investing that in some better tools if you don't have those things now. All right, you're going to need a drain pan of some type. This one you can get on Amazon for $30 to $35. This will hold all the fluids from a single oil change. And then you can take this to the auto parts store to have your fluids recycled and reuse it. But if you're on a real budget, you can spend 10 bucks on disposable oven roasting pans and a 5-gallon bucket with a lid and use that to drain your fluid into, and then use the bucket to take it to a place to have it recycled or properly disposed of. When I do my oil changes on the Let's Roll dolly and lift, I prefer the disposable oil pan because it fits between the rails on the dolly. I just let them drain into the 5-gallon oil pan, rinse them out with a little brake cleaner, and reuse them. Now, before anybody asks, there will be links to some of these products in the description down below. Some of them I've gotten from Amazon, Those are affiliate links. If you use them, it does help support the channel. If you don't want to support the channel, just Google for the stuff yourself and buy it without the affiliate links. I'm not trying to sell you something here. I'm trying to save you money. Now, I'm not going to go into all the steps and torque specs for doing an oil change. Chances are, if you have a Harley Davidson, I've already done a video that would apply to your motorcycle. Softails, Dynas, touring bikes, M8s, twin cams, Sportsters. What we're really focused on today is the tools you need and the process you go through. So obviously, you should warm up the bike, makes the engine oil and the transmission fluid drain easier, and then you would drain the fluids. Now, I recommend doing the engine oil first. If you're using one of those disposable pans, don't try and drain all of your fluids into the same pan without emptying it in the bucket. It'll make it too heavy, the pan will fold, and you'll end up having a huge mess. When I buy these disposable pans, you usually get like two in a set for $3. So I do the engine oil in one, and then I go let it drain, and I start on the transmission with another one. And then once the transmission is started, I go back and get the pan from the engine oil and put it underneath the front to do the filter. Now, if you've watched some of my videos, you'll see I use a special funnel kit that has a special funnel for filling the primary. It has a funnel for putting it underneath the oil filter to catch that oil that spills when you take the oil filter off. I got a link to that in the description down below, and it includes an oil filter wrench and all those things that kind of go along with that. And it's only like $20. It's really a good investment. It helps you from getting oil all over your floor or something like that, having drip spots and stains and those kinds of things if you are doing this in your own garage. Now, anytime you're removing an oil filter, it's very important to check and make sure the gasket stayed on the oil filter and not connected to the housing that the oil filter screws into. If it's still on there, make sure you peel it off that housing. If you don't and you put the new filter on, you'll have two gaskets in there and it will leak. Don't ask me how I know, because I know. I'm telling you, it will leak if you have it double gasketed. Now, another tip before you do the primary on a Harley Davidson is I recommend you crack all of the derby cover screws, the clutch inspection cover screws, loose before you drain the fluid. There is not an easy way to put fluid back into the primary if you cannot get that inspection cover off to fill it that way. And not all derby covers are T27s, but most Harley derby covers on the touring bikes, some of the older Evos and things like that are all a T27. And guys, if you do not have a Torx bit set, here's a simple $20 set from Amazon, from Lexavon, that includes Torx and E-sockets. All right, guys, now, this is a big problem I see with clutch inspection covers on Harley Davidsons is people use a T25. Most commonly, they're T27s. The modern softtails do use a different size, but if it looks like it's a Torx bit anywhere near a T27, start with a T27. If that fits good and snug, then that's it. If it's too big, go down to a 25. If there's any play at all, go up to a 30. But I commonly find people put 25s in a 27 and round them out, and then you have to drill those out, extract those, because you have to get that clutch inspection cover off to be able to fill the primary again. So again, crack those bolts loose before you drain the fluid in the primary. Once you can get all five of them cracked loose, then you're safe to drain the primary, put the drain plug back in when it's done, fill it through the primary, tighten them all back up. Another thing with that derby cover is there's five bolts there. You should do it in a star pattern. And that what that means is like one at the top, two is at the bottom to one side or the other, then three would be to the right or left of the bolt at the top. Then you go opposite over four and then back down to five. So looky there. We're drawing a star. That's called the star pattern. Now, while we're talking about the primary, the other important tool you're going to need is a torque wrench. Again, I've been using the Lexavon. I didn't originally have one that did inch pounds. That primary cover is generally in inch pounds. So I bought this quarter inch drive one from Lexavon. They're really simple to operate. Turn the knob at the bottom to unlock them. Then you turn the handle here to set the torque specs. Then you turn the knob back to lock it, and it's locked in at that spec. Quite honestly, if you don't have a socket set, you could just buy this and buy a 5/8 if you're doing Harleys for the drain plugs. They're all 5/8. This goes up from 20 to 200 inch pounds. 200 inch pounds is about almost 17 foot pounds. And Harley specs on the drain plugs on almost all of the motorcycles I can think of going back for over 20 years is 14 to 21 foot-pounds. So 17 gets you inside of that spec range. Now, I also have a 3/8 from Lexivon. I don't use the quarter for the drain plugs. I do enough work, it makes sense for me to have both. But again, these are like $40 or less each on Amazon. If you're going to start doing your own work, I would go ahead and get a 3/8 also, because this baby goes up to like 80 foot-pounds. So it gives you a lot more range for when you start doing bigger things on the bike. Now, most of you probably have a basic socket system at home, but if you don't, you can pick one up on Amazon for $30. If you're really going to be cheap, again, you could buy a quarter-inch drive 5/8 and just an extension and use that quarter-inch drive torque wrench and do all of this with simply those tools and the torque bits. I also happen to use a set of socket hex bits that are in American and metric from Lexivon. Again, I found their tools to be affordable and high quality. I haven't broke any of them yet, haven't had any problems with them twisting, anything like that. Now, somebody out there is going to say, oh, I never torque these to specs. I just tighten them up and it's good enough. And that may be fine for some people, but I'm going to recommend you torque these to spec and you have a torque wrench. I don't want anybody emailing me or leaving nasty comments because they stripped out a hole. Look, there are some holes that you want to ram it up in. This is not one of them. When you strip out a drain pan, it's a big deal. It's a big pain in the ass. Do not strip the drain plugs on a Harley-Davidson if you can avoid it. Use torque specs, use rubber O-rings, and you'll be fine. Now let's talk about the cost of fluids, because when you're paying for a three-hole oil change, fluids are also part of the cost. You can buy a mineral-based fluid like Milwaukee Twins from anywhere in a kit from $70 to $85, depending on if you're doing an older Dyna or a new M8, because it changes the quantity of quarts of oil and things like that based on which motor you have. The bigger, newer motors take more oil than the older twin cams or Evos. Now, if you use something like AMSOIL, like my buddy Steve does, you're looking at a little more money there. He gets synthetic and he's spending like $85, plus he's buying an extra quart of transmission and primary. One of those takes more than one quart, so he's spending close to $115. Now, I recently switched to Harley-Davidson's Syn 3, which you can run in all three holes. Yes, I said you could put this in all three holes. Yeah, I know Professional Monkey already made a joke about all three holes recently in a video. So there's some advantages to running synthetic. Generally, it dissipates heat faster, which helps cool the motor down, than mineral-based oil. So that's one of the reasons I switched to it in my wife's bike. Hers is completely air-cooled. My new 2024 is center cooled, so I don't have as much issue there, but I like it. And I like the fact that when I run this in all three cavities, that I only need one extra quart. If I need to add 39 ounces of fluid in one of them instead of 32, I can take 7 ounces out of here, and I still have most of the same quart that I can use to top off the engine oil or whatever else, because it's all the same fluid. So I only have to have one extra quart for topping stuff off. These you don't have to have. I mean, there's other ways of doing it. You could use a measuring cup or whatever. But these are really handy. I found these on Amazon. You can buy a whole sleeve of them, pretty affordable. But it's a small cup with gradients on it for ounces. So when your primary calls for 34 ounces instead of 32, you can measure 2 ounces out of your extra quart with this cup and pour that in and have it exactly right. Just another little tip that I found, that these are really helpful if you're doing a lot of oil changes, or you have like something that requires 39 ounces instead of 32 ounces. Now, all these tools I've talked about today will cost you less than $200 if you have none of them and you had to buy them all. If you already have a socket set or you already have a torque wrench, obviously you're going to spend even less than that. Fluids are going to range you anywhere from $70 to $135. So even if we say $100, on average, that's $300 to buy the tools and do your first oil change, and that's about what a dealership charges. So you could do this at home for the same money as your first oil change. And then every oil change after that, you're going to save at least $100 because you're no longer buying these tools, you already have them. Now, I highly recommend you take the money you save and you invest that toward a scissors lift or wheel chock. Now, if you have a lot of bikes to do, like we do, and you're doing multiple oil changes on multiple bikes in a season, I highly recommend investing in something like the Let's Roll lift and dolly system, because that really makes it a lot easier. But, you know, again, this isn't for everybody. If you have physical disabilities, you're not mechanically inclined, you may be just better off paying an independent shop or a dealership to do your oil changes. Some people are not capable of doing garage yoga, and there's no shame in that. Again, this video is just for helping those people who want to learn how they can do this at home. I hope y'all got something out of this video. I appreciate you taking the time to watch. If you dig the content, again, remember to like and subscribe. Y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.